This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Alan E. Flores. Date of birth is May the 18th, 1997. Case ID number is 2920771. Date of exam, September the 6th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated January the 6th, 2022. Identifying information. This is a 25-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased vision, depression/anxiety, and seizure disorder. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in May of 2022, where he worked at a barber shop for 2 years. The claimant states that he worked part-time 4 hours per day and 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in an apartment with his father and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, decreased vision. Number two, depression. Number two, depression/anxiety. And number three, seizure disorder. History of allegations. Number one, decreased vision. The claimant states for the last 4 or 5 years he has had problems with decreased vision. He does not have any problems with nearsightedness, glaucoma, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, or trauma. He has problems with both eyes and does wear glasses at this time. Snellen vision was OD uncorrected was 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. And binocular corrected is 20/20. The claimant states that his night vision as well as his peripheral vision is good. He's on no medications or drops at this time and has had no surgeries for his eye vision. Allegation number two, depression/anxiety. The claimant states that in 2015, he was having problems with depression, anxiety, decreased energy, insomnia, decreased motivation, decreased concentration, and both poor appetite and sometimes overeating. The claimant has had suicidal attempts and ideation, and at one time tried to cut himself and overdose on drugs in order to kill himself. He is being treated by a psychiatrist at this time and is presently on olanzapine, 5 milligrams QHS. He lives with his father at this time, and his condition appears to be fairly stable but guarded. Allegation number three, seizure disorder. The claimant states that in 2009, he started to develop a seizure disorder where he would have biting of his tongue and postictal symptoms of decreased memory, drowsiness, being dazed, and with decreased energy. He has not been diagnosed with the type of seizure disorder, but he appears to have either absent seizures or possible grand mal seizures. He states that most of the time he just blanks out and he doesn't recall what happened. The claimant was kicked in the head in 2019, and that's when he started to develop a seizure disorder. He denies any tumors, cerebral vascular accidents, drug withdrawals, or any infectious diseases. The claimant states he has about 2 seizures per year and has not been to the emergency room in over 6 months. He has not been hospitalized and, as noted earlier, is presently not on any medications at this time. His condition is not being treated, and but appears to be stable. He states that the seizures last 2 to 3 minutes, and he's not allowed to drive at this time. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 3 hours, comma, climb 3 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 50 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His physician is Dr. Ricardo Ledesma, and he's on no medications for pain. He does do physical activity of walking around the house. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and playing basketball. He has not seen a chiropractor or had any physical therapy done and is presently on no medications for pain. Family history: the father is in his early 50s, and he has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and high cholesterol. The mother is in her 50s, but they don't know what kind of illnesses she has. Medications: olanzapine, 5 milligrams QHS. Medical problems: seizure disorder, comma, anxiety / depression, comma, decreased vision, comma, and high blood pressure. Major surgeries: none. Social history: tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol: the claimant states he only drinks 1 beer per week. The claimant denies any delirium tremors but has a seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant does use marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, and Xanax. The last time he used marijuana was in August of 2022. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 304 pounds, height 5 feet 10 inches, BP 164 over 93 mmHg, heart rate 96 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 45, very obese. General: this is a 25-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and appears to be depressed at this time. He appears also to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his father. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were normal. Snellen vision: OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological on the first page? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had fairly good contact, good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent, but his mood was depressed and sad and not appropriate for the time. He did have clear thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was poor, but he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to depression / anxiety, which is being treated but guarded at this time. Probable diagnoses: decreased vision, mildly abnormal physical exam, being treated with glasses at this time, and appears to have mild decreased vision. Number two, depression / anxiety, confirmed with physical examination, being treated at this time. The claimant does appear to be depressed and has had suicidal ideations in the past. He is being observed by his father. Number three, history of seizure disorder, not being treated at this time. The claimant has not had a seizure in 6 months. His condition is fairly stable, but not being treated. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Alan E. Flores.